This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion advocates want midterm elections to produce results for them. All their hopes are pinned to the narrative that abortion-friendly Democrats take the U.S. House and Senate and begin proceedings to remove anyone from office that supports the view that law can ban or restrict abortion. One aide to Hillary Clinton insisted that Judge Brett Kavanaugh, if confirmed, would be impeached under this vision. Some have mentioned other Supreme Court justices and others, like the president, as targets. Should all surgical doctors have relationships to efficiently transfer patients to hospitals when needed? Two courts rendered different answers to that question last week. One district court Friday said no, abortion doctors should be exempt from that. A day earlier, the Fifth Circuit ruled the opposite. These cases could well end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. When Election Day comes, be sure you are registered to vote. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns. But on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. In other headlines, Friday was called International Safe Abortion Day, while mainstream journalists routinely ignored the invasive and maternally dangerous nature of terminating human fetal life. Claims that legal abortion makes safe abortion are riddled with inconsistencies. And Sunday, October 7th, is the annual National Life Chain Sunday. Demonstrations are in nearly every community. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.